Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So what's going on with you, Claire?
So I've been so mad at my husband for the longest time, and I came to the realization I should have been mad at my dad the whole time.
Oh no, what's going on?
So my dad unfortunately never liked my husband, and I don't know. I figured he'd get over it, and my husband Chris would grow on him because we've been together for 5 years.
Okay.
And apparently he never grew on him because now, you know, after 5 years, it's honestly gotten so bad that my husband won't even come home if my parents are visiting. Like, even if my parents are like, hey, we may stop over, my husband's out. Jeez. Nowhere to be found. And it actually ruined our Christmas. He didn't even want to go to my parents' house for Christmas Eve, which, of course, ruined the holiday, you know, because we want to be together as a family. And I don't know. I told my husband he needs to really grow up and get over it. It's so crazy. I never thought I'd be in this situation. And we finally had it out. And after Easter, we had this huge fight when he joined us for church. But then he decided he didn't want to come and be with my sister and her family and my parents for Easter brunch. So again, just breaking us apart, I was so mad. Oh. And so it was just my son and I kind of representing our family. And I don't know, everybody keeps asking us if we're having marital problems because he never shows up.
Well, yeah, I would be thinking the same thing. Like if that was going on with my sister, I'd be like, dude, tell me what's happening here.
I know. And it's so difficult. It's so such a messy situation. And, you know, I said to my husband, like, is this how it's going to be? Are you never going to come to any family function? And as we're arguing about it, he's like, I just can't get over the fact your dad offered me a huge chunk of money to not marry you.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh, wait. How long did you say you've been married?
5 years. Huh. It's just heartbreaking. Like, my dad, my first love, the man who's supposed to have my back, is literally trying to pay off my then fiance to not marry me. So why? How would he even think that's a good idea to try to take away the love of my life? Now, you know, once my husband told me this and he reassured me it was true because I thought he was full of it, it all started to make sense because I kind of rewound in my head where this all started. And ever since our wedding day, Chris has been adamant about us trying to move. And at first he was all about Florida, trying to convince me to live in a warm climate and it would be better for us. But I was still in grad school, so I shut the idea down. And then a year later, he brought up Arizona and this fresh start, but then I was pregnant. I don't know, even in the last year, he's been going on and on about a great position and the same company he's been in for a long time. And now it's out in Colorado. And again, I don't know. I shut it down.
Boy, you have a lot of power in this relationship.
No kidding.
I mean, just no.
Did you not know that women run the household? Like, did you guys not know?
Oh, I do know, but I'm just impressed with how much you run the household.
I love it.
Listen, I gave him a child.
Okay, so where are you at now with this? This is like so much. I can't believe you're telling this story so calmly because my blood is boiling for you.
Well, I've had a little time to digest it. But, like, that's it. Like, it's just, I need to get it out. I need to figure out what to do and how to move on from this. But, yeah, I shut down moving. And I really thought, you know, just because you don't like my dad, like, it doesn't mean I have to move myself. But I don't know. Like, now after this news and realizing why he doesn't like my dad, I don't know. I asked him if the job was available in Colorado and was still available. And he said yes. And, you know, as much as I really don't want to move, I also feel horrible my husband's been keeping this inside, you know, letting it stew, trying to keep it from me for years. I've also been keeping a secret from my dad for years, which is I caught him with another woman when I was 17 years old.
And you've been holding on to that?
Good Lord.
Boy, I'm not going to be the one to say it, but I will. Your dad sounds like he's striking out all over the place. Well, not with her, but striking out everywhere else.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So your mom doesn't know, I'm assuming?
My mom doesn't know. My dad doesn't know.
Oh.
So I don't want to break my mom's heart.
I know.
By outing him, but I'm also like, kind of want to out him now and make him feel what I've been feeling? Or do I just move, take my son away, and break his heart that way? I don't know. Like, am I being vengeful bee?
Oh, wow. You got a lot to be upset about. I get it.
Yeah. Does she move away? Does she stay here? Does she call out dad to dad? Involve mom.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot, like you said, to unpack here. Brad in Minnetonka, what do you think that Claire needs to do?
I think she actually needs to leave, you know, trust her husband, and then tell her mom that if she wants to know why she's leaving, to ask her dad. And that'll put everything on her dad, whether or not he wants to say that he cheated and that's the reason, or that he said everything about her, his daughter's husband.
Oh, my. I love the putting it back on dad.
Do you think, though, Brad, do you think it's a reality to be able to say that to one of your parents, knowing that you could end your parents' relationship?
It'd be the father that would end it.
Yeah, it's true. You're not on you.
Yeah. You know, the daughter didn't have to say anything.
That's true. I mean, I feel like, dad would probably only say, all right, I did try to make them not get married. I don't think he would say anything about the affair.
I don't think he would either.
It's been a long time.
Well, I guess I'll just come clean on it all. Why not? That many years has gone by.
Right.
He might not even remember. Do we have anything in text?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's really good advice. Honestly, I'm surprised at the amount of people who are saying, you know what? Move. Just move. There's also people saying, you know what, maybe the husband should try to let it go and at least try to build a relationship with her dad, and that the wife can support him, you know, maybe that they can move. Here's the main question. Now I'm down to it. How much money did dad offer?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If your daughter, can you go to dad and say, hey, look, I found out what you did. We also need a nicer house. I'm not thrilled with what you did, but you could help us now. If you have that much money, you could help us now. We have a child. We have a relationship. He's not going anywhere. He's been this long.
Oh my gosh.
A way to make things better. You could, give us a little down payment.
Oh.
Is our answer really to negotiate with dad? Be like, what kind of money do you have?
I don't hate that idea. I can't believe it.
Yeah, he sounds like a dirty dog anyway.
I mean, he really does.
Me or the dad?
Well, I mean, one and the same, am I right? Is this one of your kids calling
right? My kids are like, dad would never try to pay anybody off. Dad doesn't have any money.
True.
Somebody said you need to talk to your dad. You know, obviously he owes you guys a big apology. And then another person says, tell mom everything. Blow it up. He deserves it. Ouch.
Man. But you're not just hurting dad in that situation.
Exactly. You're making this about, like, now it's payback. You know what I mean? I think you just have to talk to the dad first and go that way. Is what I think. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. I think so too. But man, if you want to move and a fresh start, a lot of people are supporting that as well.